Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Do it or die. That's the essence of that song. That's what small business every day. That's what we work hard to make it happen. And that's the reason I'm so proud of you, and the reason why my guests on the show are so proud of you, and the reason why they come back all these times is because they believe in what you're doing, small business owners. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it every Sunday afternoon. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage and check out all the other things there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can... Arki Chankudi, Dr. Arki Chankudi, is the author of Built on Trust. And Arki, give us your website too, please.
LearningCenter.net.
Check it out. You can find his book there and all the things that he does. We're talking about trust and helping you execute on trust. Arki, we've never talked about the connection between innovation and trust. Would you help us make that connection?
Well, yes. Innovation, of course, new thinking. Hopefully that can result in a contribution to your clients and etc. And it is very much related to trust. First of all, it's important to, there are people who are innovators by, and it's important to find those people. They're a little bit irreverent. They're not risk averse in speaking up often. There are many more of them than we think. Sometimes our atmosphere in our organizations stultify. And we don't know it.
We've been manufacturing those kinds of atmospheres in the last 2 years.
Yes.
Convinced has put the kibosh on a lot of creativity and a lot of innovation.
Well, I'm sure because, and you use the right word, fear, the risk aversion and can be passive. It's not that you set out to say, okay, I'm going to scare everybody, but if you don't set out to create the culture of earned trust,
right,
then risk aversion is something that's going to creep in. Because
you can't have innovation without and creativity without somebody having a certain level of comfort with failure.
That's
you've got
correct.
To have some
and,
kind
and
of
so,
a
but failure at what? If you so it's important that the organization is. Sound risk that fails
right.
is not a punishable offense. It's a mm-hmm. leverage opportunity,
right.
but not a punishable offense. Well, one punish, even if it's very subtle, you know, goes through the organization like wildfire, mm-hmm. as we've discussed before. Well, right there, everybody else says, well, listen, it's not my head that's going to get it.
Well, that's where I've right. talked about in the past, Arki, when telling people whenever they mess up, they fall short, they make a mistake, whatever. As long as they were doing it, trying to be innovative within their field of, you know, what you've given them the ability to do, and as long as they were trying, with taking initiative, instead of firing somebody or reprimanding them or disciplining them, you got to ask this question: what did we learn?
Yes, and there's your learning opportunity, and there's your innovation opportunity. And innovation comes through communication. Sometimes we have this idea: a person could be sitting all alone, you know, and this great idea. Well, of course, that does happen, but the idea is developed and shaped and applied through communication, and that's very, very important. So the two things you want to do, if you want people innovating and thinking like owners and focused on what they're doing, you want this culture of trust, which, again, you can create.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to wait on people to settle their baggage or whatever else, or atmosphere to change.
Right.
You can do this right now, beginning today, sitting your team down and having specific kinds of conversations with them. Build that culture of earned trust, high performance teamwork. Get that common language.
Don't you have to say, okay, folks, we've just come through, You know, this last 2 years, Archie, I've been saying, you know, we've been through the desert on a horse with no name. You know, it's been a tough 2 years for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And don't you have to get that on the table and say, okay, folks, it's been tough. We all know that. I've lapsed into some practices that have been unproductive. Maybe you have. Maybe this organization has. Isn't it important, Archie, to okay, let's lay it out on the table and let's talk about some of the things that we've allowed ourselves to lapse into, to be in survival mode. Get those on the table and let's find out which ones are caustic, which ones are productive. Some of them may have been good, but some of them may be holding us back. Isn't it important to do that?
Yes, it is, and I like the way you're starting the conversation. And remember, when risk aversion is studied inside of an organization, which we've done many, many times, the first and foremost and biggest risk aversion is speaking up, pushing back to somebody who is in authority to you. So you
speaking
want to encourage
truth
that
to power.
In a respectful, professional way. Excuse me?
Speaking truth to power.
That's speaking truth to everyone, including power, in a respectful, professional way. That's the big risk. Again and again and again, we've found it in the most successful companies in the world. This is a risk that people, and speaking of survival, many people experience this risk as if it were survival, as if their very lives depended on clamming
Well, when the neighbor on the left has lost their house and the neighbor on the right has lost their job, you know, and you've still got both, you know, it gets your attention, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And right there, I mean, you can see how that happens.
Yep.
Those feelings are justified, but you can also see how it's going to stink your business if you don't get a hold of it. And you're right. The open communication,
and folks,
started by the leader,
and folks,
unafraid
when,
to admit
when you're speaking,
his own mistake.
When you're speaking truth to power, don't say, with all due respect, sir, you suck. Don't say that. That's not a good way to do it. 10 till right back after these messages with Archie Ciancuti. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.